Sometimes it's funny to look at how the weather works. In this case, the week was pretty active with a storm on Tuesday, snow squalls on Wednesday, and rather chilly weather over the past couple of days. But now I'm looking ahead, and I'm not really seeing too much weather activity, at least locally. So, if you are traveling around the Northeast over the weekend, even to early next week, I don't see any big concerns for those who are driving. And for those who are flying, I also don't expect any problems, at least around the Northeast corridor. Now, over the weekend, there are going to be storms across the southeastern United States. So, say if you have a connection or a destination in Atlanta, you may run into some weather problems there, especially during the second half of the weekend. There's also potential for travel troubles at airports out west coming up over the weekend. So, those are your travel updates. And in terms of what's happening locally, not a heck of a lot. It's certainly cold again today. It's been a beautiful day, though, with sunshine, that nice deep blue sky. And it's often these days that are clear with a very deep blue color in the sky that tend to be the coldest. And it has been quite chilly. At least it's not as windy as it was yesterday. But you'll still need to really bundle up if you are going to be out tonight. And I know that this time of year, there's all kinds of stuff going on. So if you have anything to do tonight, just bundle up. I don't think the weather is going to be a concern otherwise. Lows tonight will be largely in the single digits. Some spots will dip below zero. And again, the wind isn't going to be that big of a player tonight, but considering the cold temperatures that will be with us, just a little bit of wind will still make it feel colder, so be ready for that. And looking ahead to tomorrow, it's going to be a little bit of a cloudier day. There's going to be a little batch of clouds that comes through. I don't expect much will actually fall from the clouds and reach the ground. There's the chance for a flurry or a quick snow shower in some spots, but overall, it looks like it'll just be kind of a cloudier looking day tomorrow. It'll be a cool day again. Temperatures will be largely in the 20s to around 30 degrees. We'll be back up into the 30s on Sunday. A few spots could hit 40. And then by Monday, I think many of us will actually be up around 40 degrees. So the temperatures will at least turn less harsh as we head through the weekend into early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and very cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chilly, with highs in the middle to upper 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and very cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chilly, with highs in the middle to upper 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits and teens, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chilly, with highs in the lower 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and very cold, lows in the single digits. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chilly, with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, not as cold, highs in the 30s to around 40. And on Monday, partly sunny and dry, with a high around 40 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.